So we know the Gemara tells us, person is obligated to drink on Purim until they don't know if they've seen Araham and Baruch Mordechai. So the Mefarshim, the commentaries go in many different directions in understanding that particular mitzvah. There's a beautiful Taz. So the Taz in this Simen, I remember which Simen is in Shulchan Aruch. So the Taz comments, what does it mean? Adlo Yada Bein Araham and Baruch Mordechai. Until I don't know if they've seen, cursed is Haman, blessed is Mordechai. And the Taz says something beautiful. The Taz writes that what it means is the following, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs two different types of nisim, different types of miracles. There are Haman miracles, and there are Baruch Mordechai miracles. There are Haman miracles where HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and punishes the wicked. So that's what happened with the Makkahs. That's what happened again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave 10 plagues upon the Egyptians. And there are other miracles where a Baruch Mordechai, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifts up Klal Yisrael. And the Taz says that it's nice, it's good, you know, when we see our enemies punished, that's fine, because seeing our enemies punished reminds us ultimately that what? That there's a system of justice in this world. And it's important to see that Ribbono Shel Olam was just and that there is a system of justice. But says the Taz, you know what's even better than seeing the wicked punished? Is seeing the righteous rewarded. And the Taz says that essentially what happens on Purim is Kadosh Baruch Hu punished the wicked, and there was a semi-geula. There was a redemption for Klal Yisrael, but it was an incomplete redemption. In fact, the Gemara says, one of the reasons we don't say Hallel on this beautiful Yom Tov is why? Akati avde achashverosh anon. Because it's not a full geula, it's a partial geula. Because at the end of the story, remember again, how does the Megillah end? Vayosem achashverosh mas al iye hayam. What a strange way to end the Megillah. Achashverosh levied attacks on all of the islands. What's the pshat? Because Rabbah said, at the end of the day, everyone went home, and we were still in Golos. At the end of the day, everyone went home, and we were still not yet redeemed. Everyone went home, and we were saved for the day, but Mashiach did not yet come. Says the Taz, Nechayiv Enish Levasumbe Beporia Adilo Yada Bein Ar Haman LeBaruch Mordechai. That on Purim, I don't want to sound like an ingrate Ribbono Shel Olam, but I have one simple request. I thank you so much for the Ar Haman. I thank you so much for vanquishing our enemies. I thank you so much for all the beautiful downfalls of those who have tried to bring about our Zohar Prakash Baruch Hu. I have one humble request. I don't want any more Arhaman. I'm asking you for a little bit more Baruch Mordechai. Don't spend your time punishing our enemies. You do that on the side. What we really want is Baruch Mordechai. Lift us up. Lift Klal Yisrael up. Last 2,000 years have been so difficult. Last 2,000 years have had so much pain. We appreciate the little salvations here and there. We appreciate the Esther Malkos. We appreciate the Mordechai and Tzadik. We appreciate all the beautiful things you give to us. We're asking you for now, and we only have the chutzpah to ask this from you when we drink a little bit, or when we drink a lot, because it sounds a little bit like a chutzpah. It sounds a little bit like being an ingrate. I don't want you, I'm not an ingrate. I appreciate everything you do for me. But I just ask you, please, please, give us the Baruch Mordechai. Lift us up. There are so many cholim who need a refuah shleima. There are so many people who struggle with so many different things who need Yeshuas. And as a klal, 2,000 years we've waited. We know we're standing at the doorstep of Mashiach. We could feel him. We could touch him. We could taste Mashiach on our lips. We feel that it's here. Kodesh Baruch Hu, please, bring a little bit of Baruch Mordechai. So we'll say, we should be Zochem, Yeretz Hashem, through the Avodah of this day. And this is such an important day, such incredible Avodah. It's the Yom Kippur, it's the Purim, it's the Yom that's a Chilik, it's Novas, comes from Yom Kippur. That we should be Zochem on this day to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all of the Arhamas, for all the times that He saved us. But we should each daven as individuals and as a collective that Halavai, as a result of the Avodah of this day, we should finally come to a moment of Baruch Mordechai. Kodesh Baruch Hu should bless us as individuals, should bless our mishpachos. Kodesh Baruch Hu should bless Klal Yisrael. That it should no longer be just a partial geula. It should the story should no longer end with Vayasam Achashverosh Mas Al Iye Hayam. But the story should end with a phrase, something that goes like Vayavo Melech HaMashiach, Vayavo Geula Shleima, Vayavo Kol Yisrael, Yerushalayim HaBenuya, Beis HaMikdash HaBenuya. We should be Zochem Yeretz Hashem to a day of Baruch Mordechai. We should be Zochem Yeretz Hashem to a life of Baruch Mordechai. We should be Zochem Yeretz Hashem not just to say Halal on this day, but we should be Zochem Yeretz Hashem to say Halal every day as a result of the Bias Goel, the rebuilding of Yerushalayim, the rebuilding of our beautiful Bayit Shlishi B'mheira B'Yameinu. Amen. Amen.